As each page of these fascinating archives is restored, another page of Irish history is returned to the public record. The words of Dr. Peter Crooks of Trinity College Dublin, who's overseeing an island-wide project to reconstruct and restore what was lost in a fire in the forecourts on this day in 1922 during the Civil War. The restoration of documents has been painting a fascinating picture of the social, economic, political and cultural life of Ireland from centuries ago. And from today, 175,000 of the lost records will be available online for the first time. With us in studio now is Dr. Ciarán Wallace, co-director of the Virtual Record Treasury of Ireland. You're very welcome indeed.
Thanks very much.
It's an exciting day. It's adding to the 175,000 already up online. Just remind us and tell us again how this restoration is being done. Where are you getting the material to restore the documents?
Well, it is an exciting day, and we're finding them in archives and in libraries basically around Ireland, north and south, around Britain, around the world. Wherever Irish people went, records seemed to go, and wherever sort of English administrators who'd worked here, they might go back to England with the records that they had accumulated here in their time as senior officers in Ireland. But we're finding them through the amazing partnership with like 75 different archives and libraries now, that we would talk to the archivist, talk to the librarian, look at their catalogue and say, you know, we recognise that name in your collections. Can we see the papers of those particular donors? And suddenly up comes records that are copies made before 1922, in the days before photocopiers and scanners, when copies were made longhand. So these are centuries of transcriptions that have been scattered all around the globe. And on virtualtreasury.ie, we're able to bring them back into one central location.
It's an amazing job. It's a huge task, it sounds like. So the documents that are going up today, can you pick some out that fascinated you the most?
Yeah, in the medieval period, I thought a nice document in the medieval accounts records, which sound on the face of it quite dull, but in those you get all the sort of the meat and veggies, what's really happening. In 1284, I think it was, records of supplies going to build the king's castle in Roscommon. And so literally the pitch and the nails and the brickwork to go up to build the castle in Roscommon. And actually quite a nice one of locally here in Donnybrook, in I think 1660s, in records coming over from the National Archives in the UK, a local priest, Darby Dunn, was being questioned by the authorities in 1667. So he's a priest in Donnybrook, the Catholic priest in Donnybrook, being questioned for his activities because Catholic priests were highly suspect. So right through to the 19th century census material. So there's
I wanted to talk to you about the census material. I mean, how was that put together?
So that was a real work. That's totally the work of my colleague, Dr. Brian Gurran, and he's tracked down any transcript. So imagine before 1922, the census exists in the public record office. If you're a member of the Smith or Jones family, you can hire a genealogist to go into the archive and write down, trace up your family history by hand. You then go off with your family history under your arm, but the genealogist's notes then, when they retire or die, their notes get left into the archive. And it's finding those notes, those sometimes quite scrawly and scribbled notes, taken from the archive, from the census that was then burnt. So these are the only surviving copies of records going right back to 1821. And Brian has recovered 60,000 previously sort of unknown or previously unavailable online records from archives. Basically, National Archives Ireland have a huge collection. Record Office in Northern Ireland have many, but archives in Kilkenny and archives in Longford and so forth, that he brought them all together onto virtualtreasury.ie.
It's pre-famine Ireland.
Pre-famine Ireland, basically, it's the voice of pre-famine Ireland. Yeah. I mean, in Galway City, just before coming on air, I was looking at like 200 names from around the sort of Newcastle Road and Bohermore and Galway City in 1821. All these ranges of the jobs, half of the people listed are women's names that sort of get suppressed within the record normally, but the census is where you find them. It's only a fraction of the millions that were there, but those 60,000 names are going to be a boon to researchers.
Amazing. Tell us about the letter written, I think, in around 1661 in the Irish language from one of the Ulster counties.
Yeah, that was a really fascinating story. So this is a bit on the road between Donegal and Barnsmore Gap, Donegal town and Barnsmore Gap in June 1661. The local English authorities seized a letter and was written in Gaelic script, and they couldn't interpret the letter and they couldn't get anybody in the locality to interpret it. So they thought this was highly suspicious. 1661, it's only 20 years after the 1641 rebellion. They send it down to Dublin for investigation. It gets sent over to London. When it's translated, actually, it turns out to be it's a letter by the Franciscan order, Cromwell is dead, their new king has come in, and the Franciscans are thinking maybe we can get better dispensation under the new monarch coming in. Of course, the English can't read this letter. They think it's something highly suspicious, and it ends up on an intelligence file in London where it sat for 400 years and now is available online back on the virtualtreasury.ie.
That is brilliant. And more treasures like that throughout, no doubt. How do we view it?
If you go into virtualtreasury.ie, we have 350,000 records, a quarter of a billion searchable words. But if you go into the portals are the best way. There's a portal for medieval research, a portal for around the 1798 rebellion, and a population portal. And in the portals, you'll be able to search for the particular area of interest that you have.
Brilliant. Well, well done to all. And your job isn't finished yet. I know there's more to do. Thank you very much indeed, Dr. Ciarán Wallace.
Thanks.
Co-director of the Virtual Record Treasury of Ireland. It's a minute to nine.